بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون. صدق الله العظيم. This chapter, Babu Dhikr al-Maut wa Qisal al-Amal, the chapter which deals with constantly reminding ourselves of maut and death and the curtailing of aspirations. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought many verses of the Quran. The concluding verse which he brings is a verse that is found in Surah Al-Hadid, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Has not the time come for the people of Iman, أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That this Quran is posing a question. Has not the time come? In other words, conversely, when will the time come? How much longer? Now, this type of expression is used, has not the time come, when will the time come, how much longer? This is used to remonstrate with a person who is constantly delaying. So Allah Ta'ala is asking the people of Iman, Alladheena Amanu, how much longer are you going to delay? When are you going to realize? How much more is it going to take for you to conscientize you, for you to become cognizant? So Allah Ta'ala, this is an ajeeb mode of expression which the Quran uses. So many warnings, so many reminders. So many Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam were sent. So many kitabs were revealed. So many signs around you. And still you don't submit. أَنْتَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Still your hearts will not submit to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still you will not realize. So Allah Ta'ala is posing the question, has not the time come? In other words, when will the time come? أَنْ تَخْشَعَ لِقُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. For your hearts to submit in total humility to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is actually a sign of Iman, where the heart of a believer is filled with khashiyat, with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where we take Allah Ta'ala's name and it affects us. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. This word in إِنَّمَا in Arabic, as we mentioned many, many times before, is what we call كَلِمَةُ الْحَسَرْ. Sirf or sirf, only and only. Innama, Allah says, only and only. Al-mu'minun, these are the people of Iman. In other words, what is the sign of Iman? What is the effect of Iman? Innama al-mu'minun. Alladheena idha dhukir Allah, when Allah's name is taken, when they are reminded about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wajilat qulubum, their heart tremors. Zamrah Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that the first bid'at that came into the ummah was the taking of the name of Allah without the azmat of Allah in the heart. So this is a sign of Iman, that the heart becomes affected when Allah's name is taken, when we make the zikr of Allah, when Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness is spoken about. And this is why it is so important, my respected brothers, for us to be in a mahol, an environment of Iman. Our akabirin of tabligh advise us. Bab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, give 25 people, 25 times a day, give da'wat of Allah's greatness. Speak about Allah. Remind yourself about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People have lost their shops, lost their homes. Many people lost their jobs. We are facing uncertainty about their future. What is the marham? What is the solace? What is the comfort? The marham, the solace, the comfort is the da'wat of Allah's greatness. The remembrance of Allah, the speaking of Allah, the azmat of Allah, turning onto amal. Wallah, my respected brothers, this amal is like an ammunition, a protection for us. And if a person is not attached to amal, then there are great spiritual losses that a person incurs. This is not something once in a while. This is a daily mujahada, daily effort. Daily we must give dawah. Daily we must speak about Allah. Daily we must be paban on our zikr of Allah. And with this, second thing which that verse speaks about, and this verse also speaks about. إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ Allah says, when Allah's name is taken, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ Their heart tremors. And immediately attached, and we find in many places in the Quran, when Allah Ta'ala speaks of His zikr, Allah speaks of His remembrance, Allah also speaks of the Quran, or the revealed books. Like in this verse, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ Allah says, when Allah's name is taken, their heart tremors. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ And when Qur'an is read, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ When Qur'an is read, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا The iman increases. So our greatest wealth, my respected brothers, is not physical wealth. Our greatest wealth is this heart. And the mujahada and the goal and the objective is to leave this world with Allah's khashiyat in this heart, with Allah's consciousness in this heart, with the taluk and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this heart. And in this verse of the Quran, the one I mentioned, and this verse, two very, very effective tools are spoken about, which will give us Allah's khashiyat, which will give us Allah's consciousness, which will give us Allah's taluk. One is dhikrullah, Allah's zikr. And zikr doesn't only mean, we mentioned many times, not only with the tasbih, it means take Allah's name. Value this, that Allah has given you the opportunity to take His name. Speak about Allah. Be paban on our amal, on our zikr. Keep reminding ourselves, stay in an environment where Allah is spoken about. This is one thing that affects the heart. And the second is the Quran. Daily recitation of the Quran, involvement in the khidmat of the Quran, in the dawat of the Quran, in the propagation of the Quran, in the pondering of the Quran. We cannot overly stress the importance of our hearts revolving and being attached with the Quran. Minimum, at least, our masnoon surahs that we are supposed to every day in the morning read Surah Yasin. In the evening, Tabarakalladhi biyadil mulk, our alif lam mim at-tanzeel. All the various surahs we are supposed to be reading. If you are not hafiz of the Quran, at least our akabirin advise us one juz of the Quran, one para of the Quran every day. If you are hafiz of Quran, Mawlana Idris Bandwi rahmatullah used to say, if you are hafiz of the Quran and you are not reading three juz, three paras of the Quran every day, you are not a hafiz, not possible. So, very, very important. And we find that Allah Ta'ala speaks of the same two things in this verse. Alam ya'ni lil-ladina amanu. Has the time not come for the hearts of the believers to submit with humility lidhikrillah to Allah's remembrance wama nazala min al-haq and to that which we revealed of the truth, in other words, the Quran. And then, as is the wont and style of the Quran, indication is given that if you don't do this, if these two things are not there in your life, if you don't do this, then what will be the eventual outcome? So Allah Ta'ala refers to the nations of the past. وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ Allah says, don't be like them. Don't be like them. Like who? الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ Those who were given the book before. Allah is referring to who is the Ahlul Kitab, the Yahud and the Nasara. Allah says, don't become like them. In the sense that what is it about them that you should not do? Allah Ta'ala says, they allowed themselves to reach a stage. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدْ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ This, as I said, is the style of the Quran. And in this verse, wallah, my respected brothers, is a very, very important message that is given to us. Allah Ta'ala speaks of the nations of the past whose lives became devoid of Allah's remembrance, whose lives became devoid of attachment with that which Allah had revealed upon them. With the Yahud, it was the Torah, with the Nasara, it was the Injil. Their hearts became, their lives became devoid of that. And then what did it lead to? فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ It led to قَسَاوَةُ الْقَلْبِ قَسَاوَةُ الْقَلْبِ means the hardness of the heart. What is the hardness of the heart? When this heart loses the capacity of Allah's khashiyat, of Allah's fear. When the heart loses the capacity of the ecstasy which Allah has kept in His zikr, in His name. Where the heart loses the capacity of taking effect from the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where a person lives a life as a result of that of ghaflat, of negligence, of total denial. A person lives a life where he does not prepare himself for his maut, qabr, akhirat. Allah ta'ala says, Illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. Meet Allah with a heart of khashiyat, with a heart that is pure, with a heart that is clean. Do not meet Allah with a heart that is hard. And my respected brothers, lack of Allah's zikr, lack of attachment with Allah's name, lack of speaking of Allah's greatness, this leads to qasawatul qalb. Quran is telling us, it leads to the hardness of the heart. And lack of the Quran, if the Quran is not in our lives, if the zikr, if the tilawat of the Quran on a regular basis is not there in our lives, Allah protect us, this will lead to hardness of the heart, qasawatul qalb. So Allah Ta'ala says, do not be like the nations of the past. And then what an ajeeb thing, Allah says, فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدْ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ A long period of time elapsed. A long period of time elapsed. Mufassirin say, what is this period that the Quran is referring to? The period where there were no Nabis that were sent, and no revealed books. From after Isa alayhi salam, approximately the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam occurs 570 years plus minus. So in other words, 600 years. 600 years of a long period of time elapsed upon humanity. So that the true believers, even amongst the Ahl Kitab, just a handful remain. Very few remain on the surface of the earth. There was no Quran, there was no revealed books, there was no zikr of Allah, there was no da'wat of Allah's greatness taking place. So this led to this level where Quran says, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ Many or most of them were fasiq, were living a life of Allah's disobedience, were living a life of kufr, were living a life of total denial. What was lacking, according to these verses of the Quran, two things, Allah's zikr and the revealed verses from Allah, in other words, the Quran. So these are integral, important tools that have to be there in our lives. And Allah says, how much longer are you going to carry on like this, staying far away from my zikr, from my remembrance, from my Quran? If you do this, your hearts will become hard, like the nations of the past became. And if you submit to this, then تَخْشَعْ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Your hearts will be filled with khashiyat, with humility, before the zikr and the remembrance of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq.